Welcome to High School Hockey on MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and we have hockey from Gloucester High School tonight. Actually, it's at the O'Malley School at the Talbot Rink, and it will be the Winthrop Vikings coming in to face off against the Gloucester Fishermen. NHC action. This presentation of MSO News Sports is brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. By Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with Lynn Arts, building a vibrant cultural center in downtown Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn. Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder on the Lynnway in Lynn. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Daily item of Lynn and itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. Well, there you have it. So we're just about ready to get things kicked off here. We're about 10 minutes away from game time, I think. I think this game is going to start right at 6 p.m. And it should be a real doozy in talking with both coaches. Teams running hot and cold so far this season. We want to get some consistency. Both coaches mentioned that in our little pregame chat as both teams have come onto the ice. We'll take our first break of the night. When we come back, we will check in with both coaches, Winthrop Viking coach Dale Dunbar and Gloucester coach Sean Lyons. This is MSONewsSports.com.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to rotarydreams.org.
All right, before tonight's game, we're talking with Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, tough game against Beverly the other night, but you know they were due to break out against somebody.
Yeah, it's too bad it was against us. We just didn't, I didn't think we played our game at all. There wasn't much energy, much passion, which is untraditional of a Winthrop team. You know, regardless of who we have in the lineup, injuries, what have you, is still a mindset that you have to go out and work hard to win hockey games. You can't just show up. We'll look at people's records. So that was a little concerning to us as a staff as well. So, you know, we've addressed it. We'll see how we come out against Gloucester, and hopefully we can get back on track.
One thing I hear coaches talk about is practice, and some guys put a lot of credence in it, some guys don't. How important is practice and, you know, the attitude that the kids have?
Well, you ask any player that's ever played for me or any coach that I've ever played for, college or pro, it's all about practice. That's where your habits are formed. That's where you just can't show up and play. And I've never bought the theory that, oh, he's not a good practice player, but he's a great game player. That, to me, that's just a joke. All your habits, your mindset, your identity, everything is created there because that's where you have the most repetitions anyway. So the game is about executing. So if you can execute game plans and do the things you're supposed to do on both sides of the puck and stick to your game plan more times than not, you'll have a chance to win. So that's why we put so much credence in practice.
I know you have a very young team. What's the strength of the team this year?
Tell you the truth, I thought it was going to be, I thought goaltending was going to be an issue. We really didn't have one. Like I said, first time we didn't have a feeling in the net in 8 years. And, they've been great for us. But now, Gregory Gill and Brandon Credor, I've been rotating him a little bit. Brandon didn't have his best outing last game, but he's been undefeated. And I didn't think the team was very good in front of him. So I'd say goaltending has been a nice surprise. Some of our younger kids are coming out of youth hockey and grabbing a lot of minutes they normally never would have grabbed. So to see some of them feeling their way and getting a little bit better, you know, I think that's been good for us, and they're pushing some of the older guys.
Excellent. All right, game plan against Gloucester? As the coach goes by here, get out of the secrets.
Just come out and get back on track. Just come out and be on the right side of pucks, no cheating, finish your checks, play with a pace.
What cheating mean? You mean like going up ice before you get out of your zone type?
Yeah, and just not playing, you know, playing the way you should on both sides of the puck. I think when you don't, it's an honest game. If you cheat it, if you try to do things that aren't expected, you usually get exposed and burned. There's nowhere to hide out there.
You know, Belichick calls that do your job. You call it do what the coaches tell you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's all you want. You just want to go out and execute your game plan. And if we can do that and try to slow them down and get some pucks in deep early and get some shots, hopefully we can get in rhythm.
All right, finally, can you give me your starting five? I know they're only out there for a couple of minutes at first.
Yeah, we'll have Charlie Page in the middle of Henry Brooks and Sam Yarrow, a freshman. And Noah Hodgkins will be playing, I believe, with Dave Barry on D, and then we're starting Gregory Gillenet.
Thanks, Coach, and good luck.
My pleasure.
That's Winthrop Coach Dale Dunbar with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. All right, and both teams are on the ice. Winthrop warming up down to our right, and they're all really, really dark blue uniforms. I guess that's royal blue, with it looks like gray trim, gray numerals. And Gloucester warming up down to our left with their white jerseys, red pants, and red numerals. Got to make a little equipment repair here before we go to Coach Lyon's interview. The game just a few minutes away from starting. Winthrop coming in with an overall record of 2-2 and 0. No, that can't be right. I'm sorry. 3-3 and 2. My bad. 3-3 and 2 overall. And they're 2-2 and 0 in the NEC North. Gloucester is at 4-3-1 overall, and they're at 3-0 in the NEC South, and this is not a North-South conference.
Actually, it is
a North-South. It's an interleague game, if you will, so I don't know how to figure it out, but this goes into the overall standings as opposed to the conference standings. Okay, we'll see if we're able to take another break with our equipment. We'll come back with Gloucester hockey coach Sean Lyons. Again, this is MSONewsSports.com, hockey on a Saturday night.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Talking now with Gloucester coach Sean Lyons. And coach, last couple of weeks we did your first game, lost to Danvers in a tough game. Last few weeks, hot and cold, or how do you describe it?
Yeah, it's been up and down, a little inconsistency. You know, I think earlier on we had some mental discipline mistakes with penalties and mistakes that we paid and lost some games. We've had some good games as of late. And we're looking to continue upward in the winning category.
What have you learned from a major competitor? I know the Marblehead game was close, and you closed the gap. They had a big lead for a while. How do you look at some of the competition and how your kids have responded?
You know, so the positive part is, you know, it's never good to lose. We don't like to lose, but the positive is our kids stayed competitive. We continued to fight. They were positive on the bench. They were talking, communicating with each other in a positive manner. And to continue to battle hard right to the last minute. And that's something that we need to build on. High school kids build on in a positive way.
Talk to me about your offense because you're scoring goals.
Yeah, they're scoring some goals. You know, we got a couple of kids that have been on the team for a few years. You know, have some high power speed and you know, real grit. You know, we got Eddie Mahoney, who's... been 2 years in a row, the top couple of players scoring. Liam Lyons, same thing, top couple of scores. Sal Castanz has returned from injury from last year. At the end of the year, he did real strong, and he's coming out this year, and he's got a real great offensive talent. And then we're mixed in with other guys of some young kids of Robbie Horn and John Mandela is a sophomore, is getting some points here. Derek Morris, also another freshman who's getting some points on the line with Liam and Eddie Mahoney. And then our defense, they're getting up in the play and making some plays and helping us out as well.
Yeah, I noticed Marblehead's got a kid named Janeshko who has played offense, plays defense, and you got one too in Alex Enos. Is he getting up front a lot too?
He doesn't, you know, I wouldn't say he doesn't play forward, but he's doesn't mean he's not in the offensive zone and a lot of
That's
times.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, so, you know, he's a defenseman. He has an immense amount of speed, and, you know, we like to give him time in our defensive zone, break out and let him, give him a lane and let him rip. And his speed is very impressive at this level.
Sean, a real advantage if you have maybe a converted forward or someone with speed and who can handle the puck and get it out of the zone. If you can't pass it out, he can carry it out.
Right, it's a huge, you know, so you have the other options. You have options to pass. You have it, you know, clear it out, but then you lose possession. But if you can carry it out, with a kid like that, it has his speed and his heads-up awareness, you know, it's makes it very beneficial for us.
Okay, Winthrop hot and cold also. What do you see tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on which team we show up with and which team they show up with. And, you know, they're always very, very tough. Good, strong team, well-coached, well-disciplined. And we're going to have to bring our, you know, A-plus game tonight to get a W.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Gloucester Coach Sean Lyons with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick. Okay, just before the start of the game, the lineup's about to be introduced. We're going to bring on board Nick Kukru, the sports editor for the Gloucester Times. Nick, how are you?
Excellent. How's it going?
Very good, very good. Talking to both coaches, each coach lamenting inconsistency tonight for both teams.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been the theme across the whole conference this year. I mean, everyone seems, besides Peabody and Marblehead, everyone seems to be beating up on each other. And I mean, I think it's been great from a spectator standpoint because you don't know who's going to win every night.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. I think some of these games have been amazing. We've had close games every single game that we've done so far this year, and tonight I expect more of the same. Peabody.
Yeah.
Beating Swampscott this afternoon, 3-1, only final that we have. I saw Peabody Marblehead the other night, and Peabody is big.
Yes, they are.
Wow.
They're tough. And Marblehead is incredibly talented, too. So
they are.
I think they're the two top dogs right now, but it's close. Not by a lot.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to see if we can take a break. If not, we'll come back for our national anthem. We do have high school hockey momentarily here on MSONewsSports.com. Nicely done. Nicely done by a tenor for a change.
Yes.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Nice job. Nice job, young man. Excellent. All right. We are not going to be able to play some of our longer clusters here for some reason. I have no idea why, but everything else is working fine. We'll keep our fingers crossed. And we've got hockey coming up in just a second. High school hockey. It'll be Winthrop against Gloucester. And if anything, little disappointed in the turnout. I don't see many kids over there.
Yeah, it's been pretty terrible all season, to be honest with you. I don't know. It's too bad. I mean, this is what, fifth, sixth of the way full?
Very disappointing because
this is a big game.
The other games I've gone to have been packed.
Mm-hmm.
The other Peabody Modelhead the other day was almost full house over the Peabody Rink.
And it's not like Gloucester's buried or anything.
I mean,
they're in the midst of, you know, they're leading the NEC South. They're right in the midst of the tournament race.
So. All right, Greg Gill is in net down to our right for Winthrop. And for Gloucester, it's Noah Felisky, but the Fishermen win the draw right off the bat. Liam Lyons has it, goes across the line. He sends it in deep. Captain Noah Hodgkins, the other 22 in blue, bounces it off the sideboards. And the Vikings bring it right out very quickly. Charlie Page down the left wing. He goes right to the net, shoots, and I think, it goes just wide. Or was it the save? Wow, what a rush by Charlie Page. Comes back to the point, blocked up tight, may have a partial breakaway for Gloucester. Lyons first man down. But again, Noah Hodgkins gets back and takes the puck away. Lyons in turn steals it. Charlie Page gets it right back for Winthrop, and he'll bring it out again. Very impressive youngster. They got mostly sophomores and freshmen on this team, I understand.
Yeah, young Winthrop team, kind of up and down at the start. But man, Page, that was some serious speed through the neutral zone.
You got that right. Gloucester the other way. Costanzo shot. Terrific save right off the bat by Greg Hill. Costanzo busting down that left wing side. And he cruised in from just about the faceoff dot in.
Yeah, and that's a dangerous score there with the puck in close, too.
Yeah. So, but a good save by Gill. Just underway, first period at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. Puck is back to Eddie Chalmers. Gets it over on the right side to Sammy Politsky. Sends it along the ice. It's wide, but it's stick to side anyway by the Winthrop goaltender Greg Hill. Gill, I'm going to get that right eventually. Mike Norris goes after it for the Vikings, comes to the right point, and kept in. Shot deflected. There's a goal. Yep.
Wow, tough break there for Gloucester on the clear. It hit the stanchion in between the two panes of glass, and instead of bouncing out of the zone, it bounced right onto a Winthrop defenseman's stick.
Mike Norris, I believe, gets the goal number 21. Did you see that?
Yes.
But good pressure by Winthrop early on, all over the place, to tell you the truth. They've earned this goal. 1:15 in. We played a minute and 15 seconds, and Winthrop has been relentless. Three shots on goal already. Leading 1-0 on the goal by Mike Norris of the Vikings. And they've got text Pride on each shoulder. P-R-I-D-E. Enos leading the attack. He is broken up by two Vikings. And it comes out to center ice. Did you get the assist at all?
I did not. It was a defenseman, though, right up on the blue line.
Okay. I didn't see who it was. Pretty sure Norris got the goal, though. And we'll have to check between periods on the assist. Scoreboard clock showing three shots apiece. But Winthrop with a big real estate advantage early on.
Yeah, the one nice rush from Page, and you know what? Gloucester might be lucky that one didn't go in, too.
Yeah, really. And Coach Dunbar was saying, there's a shot through a screen from the Gloucester point. Felisky with the shot, but it's a save, and it comes right back out to center ice. Felisky has to retreat in his own zone now. Blind pass up to center, and it is corralled at center ice by the Vikings' Henry Brooks. Fires it all the way around the boards. Eric Chalmers trying to get it out, can't. Backhander up to the line, and it is out of the zone. Lead pass for Costanzo. He's breaking in on the other side this time. Right side is a left-handed shot. Backhander just kind of flutters away. Gill gets a piece of it.
Yeah, nice play by the Winthrop defense to make Costanzo go short side.
Yeah.
Gill holding the post.
Costanzo's been the only viable offense so far. On the other end, Winthrop right out in front. Nothing doing as Felisky stares it aside this time. Enos fires it off the boards, goes all the way back into the Winthrop end, and picked up by Matt Tarantino. Sounds like a Gloucester name.
Yeah, sure does.
Believe he played football. Nathan Rich backhands it into the Gloucester end, bounces off the backboards, off the end boards, I should say, and covered up. Glove face down on the ice on the puck by Felisky. 1-0, 12:04 left to go first period. I'm Rick Moore, along with Nick Kukuru, the Gloucester Times. Looking like the bearded man. You look like a, what's that guy in that pizza commercial there? Very nice. It's really full.
Yeah,
not bad for a blonde guy.
Only took about 3 years.
Okay.
Looks like Gloss is going on the power play here. I did not see the
penalty
infraction is
on
Trip.
Nathan Rich. Penalty comes at what? 3:03. So the faceoff will be to the left of Gill. Minor penalty comes back to Costanzo at the right point. Shoots it wide. Rebound is loose. Mahoney can't get a stick on it. Henry Brooks fighting Mahoney for the puck along the left wing boards in the Winthrop end. Still a scrum for it. Centering pass cleared, though, by the Vikings. And Gloucester will have to regroup. Costanzo goes back for it. Picks it up behind the Gloucester cage. Leaves it for a winger coming around. Gets the pass right back at center ice. Costanzo, soft feed over on the left wing side to Enos, who sends it on its way all the way around the boards. First man down the right wing corner is Liam Lyons. Drops it back to the right point. Shot through a screen, blocked easily out in front by Dave Berry.
Gloucester has the right idea with these low deflectable shots, but they haven't got through yet.
Oh, there's a nice feed to Lyons, but he can't quite collect it. Poliski, Brendan Poliski had it on the feed. He drops back. Two Gloucester guys in each other's way back at the blue line. That's dangerous. Enos, left wing side. Wrist shot from deep, covered up. Held on to by Gill. That's a sneaky shot by Enos.
Yeah, it is. That wrist shot is dangerous. Because you don't know when he's going to shoot it. He's so great at holding the puck.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he'll just snap one off and
very quick.
It gets there quick.
28 seconds left in the penalty. 10:54 left in the first period. 1-0 Winthrop scoring early on. And as I was trying to get out a little while ago, Coach Dunbar wants his team to be consistent and to be paying attention at all times, not to let up. There's a shot by Enos once again. Low on the ice and stick to side by Gill. Cleared out by the Vikings. Enos has to retreat with 13 seconds left in the man advantage. Long lead. Cross the line. Poliski, Brendan. Backhander. Can't get a stick on it. Comes around behind the cage. 3 seconds left in the penalty. Cleared by the Vikings. Winthrop's defense is covering up just in time. They're they're blocking the shots just as Gloucester's about to make them. Looks like fishermen have had a couple of chances, but the Vikings have done a better job getting in front of it. Even though it shows right now 7-4 advantage in shots for Gloucester. Gloucester ices the puck. Yeah, very disappointed in the crowd. We got some student body down here to the left, but not very many.
Yeah, it's the usual suspects that those kids go to everything, to their credit.
Yeah,
I see those familiar faces on the basketball court, too.
Great
boys
spirit.
And girls. So
give
credit to those kids who are here.
Absolutely. Winthrop with a pretty good contingent, considering the drive.
Exactly.
Faceoff is won by Tyler Mignosa for Winthrop, keeping it in the Gloucester zone. Mignosa with it, behind the cage, fighting for the puck, trying to center it. Man out in front for the Vikings, if he can get it there. It's Gene August. Again, the puck still behind the cage. Everybody fighting for it. Mendoza comes away, but it centers it. And it is blocked nicely by Christopher Noyes doing his job. Uh-oh. On the doorstep, Vikings. Look out here. Turnaround shot. Doesn't quite get through. Third line against third line. It's all Winthrop right now. Keeping it in the Gloucester end. Fisherman try to get it out of the zone. Can't. Kept in at the right point by Bryce Costin. He shoots it all the way around the boards as Winthrop changes up while it's in the Gloucester zone. And finally, the fishermen are able to clear it out. Yeah, Jared Morris does. Yeah, but it's icing. He didn't get out to the blue line. My goodness. Well.
Nice shift by Winthrop, but a couple nice defensive plays by Chris Noyes, I thought.
Yep.
Just being in the right place. You know, Winthrop tried to center it twice, and he was right there to clean it up.
All right, there's a scrum out in front. Another scoring bid by Winthrop. And Gloucester can't break away with it. They get it out of the zone, but Dave Barry coming back very nicely, intercepting the pass for Winthrop. Liam Lyons is clobbered at center ice by a defenseman, but the defenseman goes down. It's actually Noah Hodgkins with the hit, and he's the one who went down.
Ooh.
Got icing again.
They let him milk that one a bit. Yeah.
Icing again against Gloucester. That's not going to help the fishermen.
No, it's not.
1-0 Winthrop lead. Very impressive start for the Vikings. Good hustle, a lot of speed.
yeah, that neutral zone trap always gives Gloucester trouble, and it's looking that way again in the first 6-7 minutes of this one.
So Gloucester 4-3-1 overall, 3-0 in the conference. They've done pretty well scoring this year, haven't they?
They have, yes.
All right, Gloucester breaks it out with a 2-on-2 at the moment. Goes over on the left wing side for John Mondello, trying to get it to Robbie Horn. Horn is knocked down behind the cage, but it comes back to the left point to Polinski. Polinski tries to center it. Enos up deep, and Costanza will cover up as Enos is circling the cage. Still with it, centers it. Uh-oh, look out here, possible 2-on-1. Vikings bring it out, but Enos covers up. Boy, he got back in position nicely.
Yeah, when you have that speed, I guess you can make that dangerous pass like that.
That's pretty cool, I'll tell you. All right, so it's in the Gloucester zone. Fisherman trying to get it out. And Brendan Polinski skating deliberately. Long, nice left wing pass to Robbie Horn. But he stopped right at the line. Boy, the Gloucester can't get it across that line.
Well, the ref didn't exactly get out of the way of the puck there. Hit his skates and tripped Horn up as he was trying to get it in the offensive zone.
Nathan Rich gets stapled into the boards. And the Fishermen get it out of the zone. But, oh, yeah. Look out here. Oh, at center ice again. It's Lyons and Hodgkins colliding. My goodness.
That's twice they've tried to lay Lyons out in the middle of the ice, and he's caught the better of the collision.
Yeah, that's smarts. But the play is in the Gloucester end. Winthrop forechecking, trying to keep it down there to our left. Vikings keep it in as I don't have a number two on my program for Winthrop. I don't have a number two for Winthrop. Didn't give it to me. Coach didn't give it to me. Oh, yes, it is. Dean Paulson. I'm sorry. Dean Paulson kept it in. Gloucester in turn gets it out. Enos again leading the rush. Still with it. Right wing circle. Wrist shot. Looking for that far side. Goes wide. Or Gil might have got a piece of it with his shoulder.
That was like a 5-on-2. I've never seen a 5-on-2 break before.
But Winthrop cleared it right out of the zone.
Yes, they did.
There's another hit. Lyons on Dean Paulson this time. And Paulson goes down. Long shot bouncing off the end boards. Comes around to the right wing circle. And the Vikings get it out of the zone now. Off the boards, Charlie Page loses it. Back to center, slap shot, delayed offside. Gloucester has a chance to clear it out, but they're taking their time doing it. And they finally do. Collected by Hodgkins at his line. Gets it ahead to Page, across the line. Trying to close, right wing circle, being bothered nicely by a Gloucester defender, John Mondello. And play is now at center ice. 6 minutes left to go. First period, 1-0 Winthrop. Goal scored at 1:15 by Norris. Mike Norris getting the goal for the Vikings. Play is still at center ice. Nothing really going at the moment. Costanzo winding up at his own line. And he'll slide it all the way around the boards from left to right as the Fishermen will change up. Winthrop breaks it out of the zone. And Norris. Norris right in on goal. And it's covered up quickly by Polinski. Dangerous bid that time by Norris. Almost had another one.
Yeah, nice steal. Gloucester looked to be well in control of the puck. Norris with some pretty nice hands to jaw that puck loose and get it on net.
You know, and as I chastise the student body, there's beginning to fill up over there.
Yeah, fashionably late, I guess.
Fashionably late. There you go. It's a Saturday night. Kids are, you know, they got the post-Christmas blues, I guess.
Yep.
All right, so it's still 1-0. A lot of thumping and bumping. Winthrop with the 1-0 advantage. And, man, they're out hustling Gloucester and a good portion of the rink, I'll tell you. Mike Lane on defense comes back to steal the puck.
I thought that was a pretty weak penalty call on Gloucester there. The Winthrop puck carrier kind of turned his back. And got a little shove from behind.
I saw in the pros a complaint about that. I saw, S-A-R, okay. Hopkins goes off for Gloucester on the penalty. And this comes at 9:38. But Claude Julien was complaining about that. Not complaining, but just telling his players, you gotta watch for that. Players are going to turn their backs as you go to hit them, and you end up with the penalty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Winthrop cruising in the zone. Page shot, rebound, another shot. And we have a stop. I think the cage got dislodged. Whoa, man. Page just cruising unattended in the zone, put a nice shot in, sort of a snapshot, and that allowed Sam Yarrow to come in for the with the rebound, but at that point the puck had been dislodged. Minute and 18 seconds left in the Winthrop power play. Page fighting for the puck. Getting some help from Brooks. Gloucester can't clear. Comes back to the line. To Page. Over to the right wing side. Over to Barry. Back to Page. Left point in the slot between the circles. Turnaround shot by Brooks. No good. Cleared away by Gloucester. 1.5 minutes left to go in the first period. And 53 seconds left in the Winthrop power play. Stands about maybe 1/5 full right now. Not bad. People still coming in. Plays at center. Vikings trying to get some attack going. Hodgkins backhands it into the zone. Slapped that, cleared out to the line by Poliski. But it's kept in by the Vikings. Barry back to the left point. Comes back down to the left wing circle. Back to the point to Page, who's playing that left point. Page patiently over to the right wing side. It goes to Dave Barry. He shoots. It's blocked. And we have a whistle. I think it's going to be a penalty on interference maybe on Gloucester.
I think Poliski covered it up there. Yeah, it doesn't look like a penalty.
No penalty, all right. No penalty, just a stop and play. 22 seconds left in the penalty to Gloucester. In the box is Derek Hopkins, a freshman. And Poliski, Brendan Poliski, will break it out with a 1-on-3 for Gloucester. He is ridden off nicely by Matt Tarantino.
How long are they going to let him ride him off nicely?
He was holding on to him, that's right. He was muscling him like a lineman does.
After a pretty ticky-tack call on one end, they're going to let that go, I guess.
You know when a defensive lineman gets the offensive lineman and pushes him around? That's what it looked like after the initial check. So Gloucester at the line. Nice drop pass as it's a fall-down shot by one of the fishermen forwards. Can't see the number. And Mahoney can't keep it in. Nathan Rich on the other end trying to fight through. Sticked away nicely on a nice little poke check by Derek Hopkins, who's out of the penalty box. 3 minutes left to go in the first period. Winthrop leading 1-0. And I'd say it's been pretty even. Eight shots.
Yeah, it has.
8 shots for Gloucester, 7 for Winthrop. 2-on-1, look out here. Shot, goal. Gloucester scores. Robbie Horn set up nicely. I think it was Costanzo who set him up. 2-on-1, and Horn finishes it off. It's a tie game. His goal is at 12:03. Ties it up. But very quick, nice setup by Costanzo. I think that was Costanzo.
Yeah, I think it was. It might have been Mondello.
Yeah.
It was either Costanzo or Mondello.
Right, I don't know if it's 5 or 8. And you know, you're right. I think it might have been Mondello. So the game is tied, but Horn finished it off. Yeah, Mondello does get the assist. Did he say number 6?
Yeah, that's 5. I think he meant 5.
Okay.
What was the time on that goal?
12:03. So Mondello does get the assist. You are right on that. And it's 1-1 in period 1.
All right. Brendan Poliski has just been an assist machine this season. I believe that's his 12th assist this season. That's best on the North Shore, the entire North Shore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's got some hustling tonight, too.
Yeah, he does.
He's got the legs.
Yeah. Good to see him add a facet to his game in his senior year, too. He was he's been a rock-solid defenseman for 3 years now, and now he's become deadly with the puck.
All right, so here comes Robbie Horn across the line once again, centering pass. Oh, nice setup shot blocked by Gill. Vikings bring it out. Right away, Nathan Rich across the Gloucester line. Dumps it in deeper, goes behind the cage. And it's taken by Eric Chalmers, so the fisherman comes back to the point, skips off the stick of Hodgkins. Noah Hodgkins has to retreat for Winthrop, and he'll flip it back into the Gloucester end. And that requires Chalmers to go back and pick it up. As Winthrop changes up, Gloucester has a chance to form it up. Chalmers stick handling at center ice. Throws it into an empty right wing corner, looking for Jared Morris to go pick it up, but instead Winthrop does, and they'll get it out of the zone. Mike Casey, second line center across the line. Poke checked away, comes back to Noah Hodgkins at center ice, and once again, he just throws it into the Gloucester end. Everybody standing around at the moment. Here comes Enos, gathering some speed, still with it at center. Slides it to the line, and it's, whoa!
Good move by the Winthrop assistant.
You think? Whoa! Cleared into the Winthrop bench.
It was a rather nonchalant dodge, too, like he had it the whole time, but I don't think he did have it the whole time.
That was close. All right, faceoff just in front of the Winthrop assistant at the bench with a minute left to go in the period. The score is 1-1. So play resumes. It's at center. Charlie Page across the line trying to beat two Gloucester defensemen to the Gloucester cage. Goes into the left wing corner. Alex Enos sliding it along with a nice pass. Caught terrific by Mahoney. Looking for Lyons, heading for the net. A little too far. Slides it back to the point. Brendan Poliski tries to get it through. Tipped by Costanzo. Wide centering pass. Cleared to the side by a Winthrop defense. Comes back out to center. Good shift by Gloucester's offense this time. Costanzo trying to sneak through. Gill clears it out of the zone. Oh no, it's not out of the zone. Costanzo has it. Shot saved as Costanzo stole it just before it got out.
Yeah, I thought it was out too.
Yeah, it got tipped back in.
Boy, Gloucester looking good at the end of this period. I thought Winthrop kind of come out flying, and Gloucester kind of weathered it a bit, and now they're starting to, you know, get the better of the skating.
Face off to the left of Gill with 10.5 seconds left to go in this 1-1 game at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. And it's won by the fisherman. Enos bounces it off a forward in the right wing corner. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, centering pass. Oh, it's right on the doorstep and just cleared away as the buzzer rings. I got to see that Winthrop player who did that. It is Mike Casey who got the puck in the crease and cleared it away just as the buzzer went off.
Yeah, that was a high-quality shot from the slot, too, right out in front.
Whew, mercy. Well, a very fast-played and fast-paced first period with the score, Gloucester 1 and Winthrop 1. We'll take a short break because that's all we can do tonight, and we'll be back and recap the first period and do some more talk. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to rotarydreams.org.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883. All right, we're between periods 1 and 2, and Gloucester and Winthrop are tied at 1. I'm Rick Moore, along with Nick Kukuru, the Gloucester Times sports editor. And the game opened up with a big flurry by Winthrop early on. finished off by Mike Norris with really the second good scoring bid in the first minute and 15 seconds of the game. And for Norris, that gave the Vikings a 1-0 lead, as we said, 1:15 in. A couple of penalties in that first period. Rich with a penalty. Nathan Rich for Winthrop at 3:03 for tripping. And then at 9:38, Derek Hopkins went off for Gloucester. Trying to get my mouth together here. Gloucester tied the game at 12:03 on a nice pass from John Mondello to Robbie Horn, who finished it off. And that's where we stand, 1-1, and shots on goal. In that first period, it was Gloucester 10 and Winthrop 7. Now, what are you doing? Tweeting out? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, throwing some tweets out there.
Okay. So what do you see so far?
I see a pretty well-played, evenly played game. I mean, I thought, Winthrop came out flying early. But Gloucester, kind of the second half of the period, I thought got the better of the chances. Gloucester's kind of a deceiving team this season where, it looks like they're kind of getting beat in the attack zone. But the way Gloucester plays, they generate all their offense off of rushes out of their own end. And they take a lot of risks. And sometimes they get pinned in,
yeah.
But they know they got Enos and Poliski, who are just great moving the puck out. And, I mean, how many, odd man rushes did they get as well this period?
It's funny because I remember in football, in the passing game, it looked like Gloucester defense would be beaten on, with wide open receivers. And then as the ball is coming down, the gap is closed, the defense is there. And it's a similar kind of style.
Yeah, it is. They're not afraid to take risks. They know they got some firepower, and they have defensemen who are great offensive defensemen too, and it's been working for them.
Now, one thing I was trying to get out of my mouth earlier in the first period, couldn't do it, but Tim Kearns and I talked with Dale Dunbar on Monday night, and he said the kids are learning to play a full game because they're so young.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids don't have varsity experience, and when it gets to the third period, they don't realize you've still got 15 minutes where you're playing. You might be a 14-year-old, and you're playing against an 18-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one of the things he's drilling into his team is you've got to stay with it.
And that's the thing. Winthrop's one of those teams, too, where they take a few weeks, maybe the first month of the season, they're getting their legs out from under them, and then the second half, they always seem to take off. I think that's a testament to their coaching staff because they always get better as the season goes along. They're always dangerous late, and we'll see this year. I mean, they're middle of the road NEC North team so far, but we got a lot of hockey to be played.
Yeah, and if they make noise now, imagine what they're going to do down the road.
Exactly.
So, all right, so it's been an interesting first period, and it's been a... been a fun start to the league. We've seen Marblehead several times, and you and I were talking about Marblehead off air, I believe, and maybe Peabody on the air, but that first line of Marblehead and their defense, just outstanding.
They remind me of Gloucester a bit too, probably even a little more talented, where they have those snipers on offense, and they got about three defensemen that can just generate offense with the puck in their hands and moving it out. They cleared the zone so quickly, I thought, against Gloucester in that holiday tournament game.
They get out of their own end.
They were flying. And the problem is, I don't know, their goaltending is a little suspect in that.
Well, I'll tell you what, they got a shutout against Beverly. They gave up one goal against Peabody. So
put a rest to that.
Yeah, if it were suspect, maybe it ain't no more.
Yeah, they might have found their guy.
We did do the Peabody game as well, and Peabody, they've got some big guys. Looks like they've got two or three solid lines, and they've got some huge guys on defense.
Yeah, you don't want to play Peabody on their home rink. Maybe here with some room, but over at McVann O'Keefe.
Have you been over to the Bork? Have you been there yet?
Not yet, no.
What a weird place.
Is it really?
It's very strange. It's a very small building, very intimate, and as I've been saying, the fan section, the bleachers are divided into four sections. It's four quarters. And the benches are on opposite sides. You've got home bench over there, visiting bench over here. And it sort of juts out. So every single quarter, you've got obstructed views. So wherever you're sitting, if you're on the right end of the rink, you can't see down to the left. If you're on the left end of the rink, you can't see down to the right. It's really weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is weird.
But it's a great place for the kids to play.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. another rink. They don't have to overload Salem State every weekend now with 17 games.
And speaking of Endicott and the Ray Bourque Arena and Salem State, how about that start that Endicott hockey has had?
Are they really?
They beat Salem State, then they beat a ranked team the next night to win the Salem State tournament.
Wow.
And
you know Salem State's legit.
And it's their first year. It's Endicott's first year in hockey. So
wow, good for them. They're
amazing.
In the last decade or two, I want to say they have really made some strides in that athletic program. They do a great job getting a lot of North Shore kids to go there.
They do, and they also get kids from across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yep.
You know, and their football program has really matured, and the campus is just knock your socks off. It's ridiculous. It's
sure
beautiful.
Is. Sure is. I covered a ton of games. Manchester, first, I think, 3 years I worked at the Gloucester Times, that was Manchester Essex home stadium. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Highland Field going under those renovations. It was an interest. I saw a few interesting games there. Things I never seen in other games before.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. And speaking of that, how are our Cape Ann teams doing? How's Manchester Essex doing?
They're all pretty middle of the road right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a fight. If a few bounces don't go some teams' ways, we could be stuck with, you know, two, three tournament teams on all of Cape Ann.
Okay.
You know, Gloucester boys basketball had an awesome win last night.
Yes.
Probably their best of the season over Beverly, who is
big win.
Very solid. Beverly makes you work for every basketball.
Who is it, Garrity in the middle? Man, he takes up some room.
I think Garrity was in foul trouble last night. Pat Gavin had a big game for them
last
night.
Yep.
And Hugh Calise off the bench.
Oh, what an athlete.
Yes.
What a kid, too. He's a great kid.
He was outstanding inside, but Gloucester did a good job. Beverly had a real substantial advantage on the inside, and Gloucester did a good job defending him inside. I mean, they John Philpott and Ryan Gabriel, and they were bringing kind of a guard down into the middle. Beverly was trying to hit a lot of backdoor cuts, and Gloucester, I thought, did a great job defending him, and it was a freshman that hit the big shot in the end, Mark Smith.
Yes.
From the corner.
Three-pointer.
Yeah. Put him up with about 2 minutes to go, and they held on.
Yeah, Coach Cahill called in a report on our coach's hotline, and you could hear the excitement in his voice talking about the freshman.
Yep.
Oh, we got one.
Yeah, they're a young team, too. Philpott and Militello are their only two seniors. Four of their five starters are underclassmen, so it's a team to look out for.
All right, both teams are back onto the ice. It's a 1-1 game. We'll obviously flip-flop our goals. Winthrop will be defending to our left, and Gloucester defending to our right. And if you've been to the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley School in Gloucester, you got stands on one side just like at Salem State. We're not on that side. We're right behind the scorer's table. We have to pay attention, but it's a little safer now than it used to be because the glass is a little bit higher.
Yeah, we got like an extra foot on there.
Yeah.
That makes a ton of difference.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
But we still have to pay attention because we are maybe 8 feet from the ice and just standing on a big table behind the scorer's table as we start the second period. And as we do, Gloucester wins the face-off. And again, they'll be attacking from right to left. In their own zone at the moment. Enos trying to pick a hole, get it over to Mahoney. Slaps it into the zone. Turned around very nicely and very quickly by Hodgkins. Here comes Charlie Page again, rushing right to the circle left. Shot, score. Rebound, came over to the right wing, and I think it's Sam Yarrow. We'll get the number in a minute.
What a play by Page. Right
Page
there.
Again, just like he did in the first period, winds it up here in the second, and Winthrop takes the lead.
Was it 12? I couldn't tell.
12, Henry
12,
Brooks maybe?
12 or 22.
I'm yeah. Well, we'll find out in a second.
12, it was 12.
All right, so Henry Brooks gets the goal, but believe me, it was Page who set it up. Gloucester not getting back on that one. And I didn't get the time. 23 seconds into the second period. It's 2-1 Winthrop. Brooks with the goal. And Page, the assist. Sorry, Foz. I made Foz go get a go. Thank you. Thank you, John. Get a hot chocolate. And he's got to make the announcement here. So, my bad. thank you, Coach. All right. So, penalty coming up here on Gloucester. And this is on Lions. And now we are just, 38 seconds in?
Yep.
We're a hook. So the Fishermen not starting off very well here in this second period. Winthrop, conversely, starting off terrific. They have the lead. Charlie Page setting up the goal really beautifully. Open net on the right doorstep for Brooks just to slip it home. But Winthrop right now on the power play. From right point to left point to Page. Slides it in the middle to Brooks. Turns around, shoots it just wide. Goes into the right wing corner. Brooks has it. Drops it back to the point. Dave Berry goes to center point. Drops it to Brooks, right circle. Nobody on him. Goes right to the net and scores. Wow, what a lapse by the Gloucester D.
Yeah, I'd say. He had a sandwich. He had a drink with it.
Yeah, really.
So finished it. He cleaned up his mess, and then he took a shot.
I know. Nobody near him, and Brooks just walked in unattended, you know, down low. It was amazing. Anyway, second goal for Brooks. And that comes at 106, or is it 206?
I think they said 17 on that goal.
14, 106.
Brooks on the assist.
Oh, really? I don't have a... Oh, Sam Yarrow. Okay, really? All right, well, we'll see what he says. That's Sam Yarrow. Gloucester. Yeah, they give it to Sam Yarrow. That's weird. Okay, well, anyway, we'll give it to Yarrow. It is a power play goal, but Brooks involved in it nicely. Is a very good power play. I thought it was 12, but I guess it was 17. My eyes are so bad anyway. 3-1 now, Winthrop leading with a terrific start to this second period. Putting the hammer down right now. Gloucester a little shell-shocked. And Lyons still has to serve out of this penalty, but it's 5-on-5. He'll be out of the box next stop. Vikings clear it out to center ice. And so far, nothing in the offensive zone for Gloucester. Eric Chalmers from center ice flips it into the Gloucester end. And the Vikings lose on the pass out, collected by Mahoney, who slides it through, and it's an easy save for Greg Gill, who hangs on. You got your hot chocolate there if you want it there?
Yes, thank you very much.
There you go.
Boy, yeah, Gloucester, talk about a barrage. That's two goals in 43 seconds for Winthrop, and now they have control of this one.
Absolutely. But that power play goal was really weird. You don't really see somebody just go like...
No, not like that. That was a breakaway from the right faceoff.
Yeah, really. That's right. A breakaway from the faceoff dot in your own offensive zone. Okay, so Poliski is bumped at the line but manages to keep it in. Looks like Gloucester has different player out there. Poliski from the point goes along the ice and goes wide. Trying to see who they've got. They got number 10 out there. Cleared out to the center ice. Here come the Vikings across the line. Right wing side for Dean Paulson. Gets it over to Ignosa, trying to drop it back to the point. Hodgkins has it at the right point. To the left point. Nobody on Dave Barry. Gets it back to Hodgkins. This looks like a power play. Hodgkins with it. Sends it into the right wing corner. Is it a power play? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's not. And the puck is bouncing around in the crease. Cleared out. Rebound. Another shot. Save. Another shot. Poliski looks at it go over the net. And it's all Winthrop right now. All Winthrop all the time. Finally, Fisherman get it out of the zone. Told you got to pay attention.
I was looking down,
just
too.
Missed it.
Wow.
I almost caught it with my... I catch with my left hand, but almost caught it. Good thing I was looking. That thing missed me by a fraction of an inch. And we throw it back onto the ice. Whew! Mercy. Who's number 10 for Gloucester?
That was Ethan Brennan.
Who is it? Ethan Brennan?
Ethan Brennan.
Okay. Don't have that on my
program. Was he the culprit?
No, he was out there in that first line. All right. So 11:34 left to go. Second period. Winthrop with a barrage, as Nick mentioned. Offside by a wide margin at the Gloucester line. Two quick goals in the second period, all within the first 38 seconds. Henry Brooks and Sam Yarrow for Winthrop. And it's 3-1 after it was tied 1-1 in the first period. Costanzo knocks down Sam Yarrow. Puck is in the Gloucester end. Taken away by Brooks. cruising along the line. Two on one, shot, and a terrific save as Page had another great scoring opportunity.
That was a terrific save there by Pulisky with his left pad. Two perfectly executed two-on-two break.
Yep. Page again wheeling in the corner, centering to Yarrow. He fires it. Another save by Pulisky. Man, that line is just buzzing. Page, Brooks, and Yarrow, they're all over Gloucester at the moment. In fact, this whole period they have been. The whole 3.5 minutes of the period. So Costanzo on the other end. It breaks off the glove of Gill, but goes wide. Another big check by a Gloucester player knocking down a Winthrop player. Comes out to center ice. Kept in, or Tarantino, Matt Tarantino leads the rush for the Vikings. Flips it up high and it goes into the netting, so we'll have a face-off outside the Gloucester zone.
Yeah, Gloucester's got to find a way here to generate some offense. I know those shots say 12, 13, 12, but I got shots at 7-1 in this period right now for Winthrop.
Wow. That sounds about right. Well, the Vikings have come out fired up. And more people have come into the rink, so we have a pretty good crowd tonight. But the second period early on has been all Winthrop. Look out, we might have a breakout here. The Vikings across the line, and good chance for Mike Norris, but he was ridden off the play nicely as the Gloucester defenseman got back, and I don't see the number. Fisherman clear it out. Looks like it was Brendan Pulisky who did the defense. Up at the Gloucester line, Mahoney to the net, backhander. Save by Gill, goes into the left wing corner. Mahoney got through, but the backhander went right up into the midsection. Play is right in front of the Gloucester bench as players are trying to peel it off the boards. Centering pass, Gill has to stick it aside. Matt Tarantino off the boards, looking for Sam Yarrow. Enos, this could be icing. Nope, not enough legs. So it'll have to be ridden out by Mike Lane for Winthrop. Does get it to center ice. Enos tries to pick an opening, but he's bumped at the line. A lot of heavy hitting going on at the moment. Enos gets it back again in the zone. Right wing circle, centering pass, nobody home. Comes all the way out to center ice. Brendan Pulisky with it for Gloucester. At the center circle, across the line, by himself, trying to weave through three Vikings. Goes in deep. Pulisky is in deep, forcing John Mondello to cover up at the point. And the puck goes out of the rink.
Costanzo, it seems to be only a matter of time before Costanzo's going to get one tonight. He's been a little snake-bitten with a few chances in close. That one deflected off a stick up into the netting, but he made a nice steal behind the net. Get another scoring chance. He's working hard for him. Hopefully he gets rewarded for one at some point.
8:55 left to go in the second period. Winthrop 3, Gloucester 1. Winthrop comes out flying at the beginning of the second period, just as they did in the first. Face-off to the left of Gill. Right wing face-off circle for Gloucester's offense. They've got the third line out there. Morris, Harris, and Noyes. And the Vikings' third line will bring it out. Magnosa leading the attack. He'll flip it into the zone. Dean Paulson trying to come up with it for Winthrop. Can't. Taken away by Christopher Noyes. Noyes looking for a long feed to Harris off his stick, goes to the line, back into the Gloucester zone. Flipped out to center ice by Sammy Pulisky. Play at center, and Vikings have it. Morris across the line, shot, save along the ice. Gill is able to put the stick down and cover it up. Now he gets it around the boards, and it goes to Christopher Noyes. We have a collision and some kind of an infraction.
Interference, now they call it. Interference behind the play. We've seen that all night from both sides.
Yep. This is on Gloucester. Another penalty against the fisherman, Jared Morris. Comes at 6:34. So another power play for the Vikings, and they scored on their last power play. Center point, right wing circle, goes down to Yarrow. Enos fires it all the way around the boards, but now goes to the left point, back to the right point. Dave Barry, back to the left point. Guessing that's Charlie Page. Closing shot, throw a screen, gets through, score. Rebound picked up and over the shoulder by, I think it's Sam Yarrow again. Let's see who's in the middle of that, but a beautiful play. Yeah, it's Yarrow again. And it's now 4-1 Winthrop. Wow. Nice play by Yarrow. Again, he's been opportunistic on that doorstep, got that rebound and just flipped it up over Poliski's shoulder. And this is a power play goal. Comes at 7:13.
Oh, that Winthrop power play is dangerous.
Yes, sir.
They can pass the puck in their zone.
They sure can. Brooks and Barry the assist. So it's 4-1, the visitors. And they have just taken it over here in this period. Power play effort. Gloucester, Sal Costanzo can't get anything going. And Winthrop brings it right back out of the zone. Play is at center. Charlie Page risks it in. Poliski out of his net, leaves it for the other Poliski, Brendan Poliski. It's a Gloucester player in the back. Robbie Horn didn't see it. And that allows Winthrop to gather the puck up. Bryce Costin with it. He's looking to feed a lineman, a teammate. Can't do it. And so it's going to be icing. So a big flurry by Winthrop here in this second period. And they're taking taking over this game. They've got a 3-goal lead and it looks big at the moment. Face off in the Winthrop end, controlled by the Vikings. Barry trying to get it ahead. Intercepted at the Gloucester line by Lyons. He goes into the right wing corner, being bothered by two Vikings. Everybody's covered up nicely by Winthrop. Back to the point. Gloucester player falls down. We've got a breakout for Winthrop. Here we go. And a shot and a save. Breakout was by Dean Paulson. Yeah, and he had the breakout from the Gloucester blue line on. Wasn't a complete breakaway, but good enough. And this time Poliski was equal to it.
A nice glove save by Poliski. Mm-hmm. Gloucester defenseman fell down
yep.
right just inside the blue line. Almost led to another goal. Three goals is tough enough to get against
yeah, yeah.
Winthrop.
Oh, absolutely. So a bouncing puck in front of the Gloucester goalie, and the fishermen are able to clear it out, get it to center ice. Across the line, Mahoney can't do anything with it. Lyons trying to weave through. It looks like there's about 10 Winthrop Vikings on the ice. Every time a Gloucester player touches the puck.
A neutral zone trap. Gloucester likes to pass it through the neutral zone, get some rushes, and Winthrop's got four guys in the neutral zone.
And this line of Brooks, Page, and Yarrow is out there again. They've done a lot of damage tonight so far for Winthrop. Vikings can't keep it in, so where is the puck? It's at center. Dave Barry whistles it into the Gloucester end, and the fisherman... May I ice it? No. Yep, icing again. And the fishermen look a little dejected at the moment.
Yeah, they do.
See the body language?
Yeah, and I see there's not as much pep in their step right now as there was, especially over the last 10 minutes of the first period.
Very impressive effort up to this point by Winthrop. Face off in their offensive zone. They're in the Gloucester zone. Third line out there, Tyler McNoza loses it. Comes back to the point, though, and it comes out to center ice. Mike Lane tracks it down. Gets it ahead to McNoza. And
that's an easy call. Nice
yep.
elbow to the face.
Another penalty on Gloucester.
Yep, probably shaking his head, but he's wrong.
This one comes at 8:43. Penalty to Brendan Poliski.
Oh, it's a major.
Really? Oh, boy.
Honestly,
oh,
I don't.
Oh, boy.
I see, I mean...
4-minute major.
I don't think you can argue with that one, to be honest with you. I thought the last interference call was pretty weak, but this one, I think, was pretty right on.
That's not going to help the cause for Gloucester. Winthrop really looking to salt this thing away, even though we're in the second period. Big three-goal lead at the moment after it was 1-1 after one. Henry Brooks will take the faceoff for the Vikings. And Gloucester not able to clear it. Page fighting for the puck. Turn around. It is cleared out of the zone. Lyons with it. Lyons looking to rag the puck a little bit. Does. Passes it back to Costanzo. Costanzo is back on defense. Goes it over to Enos. Enos comes back. Gloucester playing with a puck in their own zone, playing catch. Nicely. Liam Lyons with it. Looking for Enos. Down the right wing side. It's a one-on-one. Here comes Enos. He's got a winger with him. Shot. He didn't see Mahoney with him, and it's gloved by Gill.
Boy, they had a clean two-on-one break there, and yeah, you're right, Enos did not see Mahoney streaking down the left side. He thought he had to shoot it. Mahoney could have been in all alone, but good work so far early in this penalty kill for Gloucester.
Well, you don't see that ragging the puck anymore. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But only 30 seconds gone in the penalty, and then remember, it's a major. 3:25 left to go in the major to Pulisic. Gloucester is able to clear it to the Winthrop line. Page flying. Now he's got a potential two-on-two. Shot. Save along the ice by Pulisic. Puck is loose. Enos kicks it to the line.
Winthrop's
what do we got here?
Off.
What's that?
I think we got a hook maybe on Winthrop there.
Well, Enos, that might even it up
Enos
a little
was
bit.
Was trying to skate to the puck. High stick.
All right, so we are down to 10:26 in the period. 10:26 expired, and the penalty, what's the number there? Is it 21? I can't see it.
Yes.
All right, so this penalty is on, I have no idea. I don't have a 21. Coach didn't give it to me. But anyway, now it's 4-4 on the ice.
I believe that's Mike Norris on that. On the penalty.
You're right. I'm sorry. It is.
I don't have it in front of me.
Coach did give it to me. Nope, I've got it. You're right. Thank you. Coach Dunbar gave me all in. It's been a long day. My bad. As it usually is. Down to 4 minutes. And another player goes down with a whistle.
I think that's an offsides call. Okay. Yep. It was tough to see right in front of us with the bench right there. But I think the call's offsides.
So we have 2:43 left to go in the Gloucester penalty and 1:05 left to go in the Winthrop penalty. But the Vikings with three big goals here in this second period, leading 4-1. So Winthrop brings it across the line. Charlie Page, left wing feed to Brooks. Back to Page. Goes behind the net, centering pass. Look out here. Fighting for it is Brooks. He's got Page with him, but Gloucester brings it away. Costanzo with a good defensive effort. Enos breaks through, shoots. Scores!
What a pass by Costanzo.
Yes, sir.
Off the boards.
Yep.
Wow.
That was very speedy. And Enos set up nicely by Costanzo. Costanzo makes it 4-2, Vikings. Time of the goal. And boy, can Enos burn it. Wow. He put the Jets on and sneaked behind the Winthrop defense and then cruised in alone and put that wrist shot home. So 2:11 left in the penalty to Gloucester. 32 seconds left to the penalty, to the Winthrop penalty. Costanzo again bringing it all the way from end to end. Now he loses it into the left wing corner. Viking zone. Winthrop gets it out of the zone. But it goes to John Mondello. He loses it. Sam Yarrow pirouettes. And he is broken up by Horn. Play at center ice. Horn still fighting for the puck. Noah Hodgkins has it. Gets it ahead to Page. To Yarrow. And Gloucester intercepts at the line. Taken by Robbie Horn, spinning around. Horn looking for Costanzo, who's got to be exhausted. He is. Got hit from behind by Page and just kind of looked at him in disgust. So now it's a power play for a minute and 20 seconds for Winthrop. They're back in a power play situation. Bouncing puck. Whoa, that was dangerous. And Pulisic is able to corral it. Goes into the left wing corner. Enos back out there again, wheeling in his own zone, trying to get up some steam, get away from a Viking. Pass too far ahead, intercepted by Noah Hodgkins. It's at the Gloucester line now. Third line out there, Mignosa into the right wing corner. This third line's been very pesky for Winthrop.
Yeah, that's what you want out of that third line. Just, you know, create some havoc.
Hodgkins over to the left point to Costin, centering pass. Mignosa can't put a stick on it. Power play for another 40 seconds. Mignosa back to the point. Hodgkins tees it up, throws through a screen, scores. Was that tipped in front?
It was absolutely tipped in front by
Let's get the number. My. 5-2. Is it the second guy here? Three?
It was either 22 or three.
Okay. Power play goal.
Number two.
Number two. Well, that would be Dean Paulson. So Paulson makes it 5-2 with 1:51 left to go. My goodness gracious. 13:09.
That's Winthrop's third power play goal of the game, too.
Wow. Tells you something about getting penalties, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so Winthrop has the three-goal lead back again. So Mignosa and Hodgkins get the assist. Winthrop's still in the power play because it was a major penalty. Still 8 seconds remaining, and they put another shot on before Mahoney brings it up ice. 1-on-3. Winthrop with the numbers, and the penalty is finally over. So Gloucester trying to do something now to close this gap. It has been all Winthrop, save for the Enos goal. Oh, there's a shot up tight, and the save is made. Some bumping and knocking down after the whistle, but no call. That was kind of interesting. In the Winthrop zone.
I think we might have a call.
Yeah,
there on Winthrop.
Well, I think it's deserved. A little roughing, mayhaps? Yeah, it is. It's roughing, and it's a good call. Matt Tarantino?
Yeah, Tarantino skated off the ice with his hands on his, you know, shrugging a bit, and Dale Dumba said, "Don't give me that." Get
is that right?
Box.
Yeah. Don't want to mess with Coach Dunbar either. He's a big guy. All right, down to a minute left to go in the period. Through a screen, Enos, what a wrist shot from long range. It doesn't get through, though, and it's cleared away by Winthrop. And our EMT is being called to the Winthrop bench. I didn't see what happened. 50 seconds left to go in the period. Minute left in the man advantage for Gloucester. Enos cruising on the left wing side. Now he puts the Jets on, goes to the net, sticked away nicely. Oh, by Hodgkins. What a nice defensive play. And the Vikings clear. Poliski put his hand up, thought it was icing. Okay, 28 seconds left to go in the period. 48 seconds left to go in the man advantage for Gloucester. Loose puck at center ice. Nothing doing. Mignosa picks it up. Here he goes. Shot. And Poliski has to be alert to make the save. Shorthanded effort by Winthrop. 9 seconds left in the period. And Gloucester bringing it out very slowly out of their own end. Except for Enos. He picks up the puck, puts the Jets on, stopped at the blue line, and there's the buzzer. So a big second period for Winthrop, getting 4 goals in the period to Gloucester's 1. And after 2, it's the Winthrop Vikings 5 and the Gloucester Fishermen 2 from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. We'll be back.
Sports fans, this is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613. Stop in at 268 Rantoul Street or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
All right, a terrific second period for the Winthrop Vikings as they put the puck in the net four times. Henry Brooks at 23 seconds. Sam Yarrow at 106. Yarrow again at 713. And then Dean Paulson at 1309. And the last three of those goals, were all power play efforts. The only goal for Gloucester in that period, a nice effort by Alex Enos, came at 1124. And that's where we stand. It is 5-2 Winthrop. After 1-1 in the first period, Mike Norris for Winthrop and Robbie Horn for Gloucester. Shots up on the board show 18 for Winthrop and 16 for Gloucester, which means Fishermen were outshot 11-6 in that second period. But a very impressive effort by Winthrop. Now, before we talk about that, again, I'm Rick Moore along with Nick Kukuru, who's the Gloucester Times sports editor, Bill Poposky, our producer and engineer, and of course Bill Newell, our general manager and Mr. Everything, doing such a job for us. And I got to tell you, our new website, msonewsports.com, is very, what's the word they say, responsive. on the different devices.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch up with the lingo now. So it's really easy to see where we are. We've got North Shore Sports Night on Monday night. A couple of guests lined up so far include Emily Hudak, the Marblehead girls hockey coach, and old friend Dan Harrison up in Newburyport. Have you seen Dan at all?
Oh, yeah. I see Dan all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan is the sports editor up there, I think, since June or July, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing an excellent job up there.
I'm sure. Now, what does he have for staffing?
He has one part-timer with him.
Oh, boy. you guys don't have it
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, we get through on the skeleton crew. We make our way.
Yeah. Now, it's funny. When you first came in with this maroon hat and the A on it, I thought the first thought that came to mind was Atlanta. But then I'm saying, wait a minute. What's next Monday night?
Yes, national championship game.
And you're a Bama fan?
Well, I guess. My younger brother, Phil, goes to Alabama, so...
Oh, well, then, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I'm kind of fraudulent, but... I'll pretend to root for him.
Oh, okay.
I got the hat. We went down to visit him a couple falls ago, so I got the hat down there.
Okay. So what's the University of Alabama like? Big campus?
Yeah, huge. The campus is awesome. There ain't really a whole lot else around there.
Right.
But the campus is unbelievable. The football atmosphere... is as good of an atmosphere, sports atmosphere, I've ever been to.
Well, of course.
It was unbelievable.
What they used to say about Bear Bryant, you remember the saying? He can take his'n and beat yourn, or he can take yourn and beat his'n.
Yeah.
I went to high school in Texas, and I went to, all my friends went to the University of Texas. We got to go to a lot of Texas football games. That's when Darryl Royal was the coach.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere, I'm sure, was similar.
Yeah.
Big difference, though, UT is in Austin.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good-sized city.
Yes, it sure is. Yeah. It sure is. I mean, I've been to two big-time college football games in my life.
Really?
easily the best sports atmosphere I've ever seen.
Okay. I went to a number of Baylor games, a number of Texas Tech games, a number of UT games, and a number of UMass games, too.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to tell you
that
something.
That probably doesn't have the same atmosphere.
No, you know what? But I really liked it. You know, it was more intimate. You knew the kids. I mean, you know the kids on the team. They go to class with you. And you fill a stadium up, it's only 10, 12,000 at that time back
that
in the...
That can still bring a great crowd. I think, you know, I know it's a, you know, it's a different comparison, but I think, you know, some of those small gyms that you see, you know, Manchester, Essex, Rockport, Georgetown in the area, they have an unbelievable atmosphere when it's
a big
game and it's packed.
Yeah, it makes a difference, and we noticed that the rink is filled up here pretty well. I noticed at the high school football games this year in the conference, there were many games, especially involving Beverly, Peabody, Gloucester. There were many games that were really well attended by people like I haven't seen before. And even Lynn, I mean, Lynn Classical, Lynn English, especially Classical. Classical always brings a great crowd.
Yes, they do. You know what? And I think it's, you know, I know a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people complain about it. But I think it's the playoff system. There's way more big games. There's way more big games now. You know, you don't just come out for, you know, you used to circle the Kel. Gloucester's got one Classical. That's the big one.
Yeah.
Now, pretty much everyone can be a big one.
Well, they did tweak it so that you played someone closer to home this year.
Yes.
In the loser's bracket.
Yeah,
that helped.
Well, we saw last fall, the fall of 2014, we saw all the flaws of it up close and personal.
Right.
That consolation round, if you're playing in it for three rounds, gets very, very, very stale.
For intensity, Beverly, Gloucester, the second game. Oh, my God, what a finish. I've never seen a high school finish like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Me neither. A team.
And the Beverly kids are still feeling the pain.
Oh, I mean, I can't
really
say I blame them. That was about as tough a loss as there is.
Yep. And the Danvers game as well. Danvers, what a great season the Falcons had.
I think I'd be a little salty if I were Danvers, too, after that game, because I hate to say it as a Gloucester guy, but, you know, if Gloucester went Marblehead, Melrose, Danvers, instead of Winthrop, I think
would
have been close, but I think that game might have been a different story.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Danvers was gassed.
Yeah.
They had been punished. They had played an incredible schedule.
Yep.
And they played their hearts out.
And, you know, what is it, four or five games in a row playing a better team each week? It takes the toll on them.
Yeah. So I just think Danvers had one great, great season.
Yep.
But it continues, and that's the fun of high school sports. And this winter is no less intense.
Yeah.
Season just rolling right along.
Looking like we got a new top dog, though, in the NEC for boys hoop. It's Salem.
Salem looks good.
Salem beat Danvers last night.
8-0.
They're outstanding. They're not that big, but they are incredibly fast. They're just, you know, a well-coached team over there. They get up and down the floor. They got a bunch of scorers. It's funny, you know, Bill Cahill was joking around saying, you know, they've had to deal with the best team in the conference the last three, you know, 4 years. Danvers play them twice. Then they flip Danvers and Salem, and Salem surpasses Danvers.
Listen to Coach Doyle. He said he's got five midgets out there, but they can play.
Yeah, they sure can.
And he said they play a lot bigger than they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. And in girls' hoops, you've got a couple of leaders. Revere off to a great start.
Revere is always excellent in girls' hoop. Marblehead and Saugus on the south side off to excellent starts. It's interesting. It's been nice to see a lot of parity this year in the NEC in all sports, and I think it's just made for just great. You get a great game somewhere every night.
That's right. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is the biggest margin that I've seen so far in games that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
A 4-goal lead, which is now at 3. No, I guess it was 3. 3 is the biggest margin it's been. I haven't seen this. I mean, I think. Marblehead or Danvers, Kimber, who was, had a 3-0 lead on Beverly at one point, but Beverly came storming back.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the Fishermen can do, but I'll tell you what, they better watch out because Winthrop comes out flying at the beginning of the period.
Yeah, they have the first two periods. Gloucester did an okay job weathering it in the first, not so much in the second. You know, Winthrop is so good at protecting a lead. They can, you know, hang back, they can trap. They're good at protecting the lead. So Gloucester, we'll see if they can get any, you know, connections on those long passes that they like to do through the neutral zone and spring somebody loose. They did in the, you know, later, late in the second.
And I like to think that Winthrop and Gloucester are sister cities on opposite ends of the North Shore.
Similar because personalities.
So similar. Absolutely. Blue-collar communities, hardworking people, and really tough, well-coached kids. Here we go. We'll start the third period. Gloucester back defending to our left, and Winthrop back to our right. Fishermen win the faceoff. Down by three. Notice Costanzo starts on defense back at the right point. But again, we've got 13 seconds left in the man advantage. That's probably why. Enos at the left point in the zone. Bouncing puck goes along wide of the cage. Big wrist shot by Costanzo. Sort of a snapshot goes wide. Penalty is over. Still in the Winthrop end. And a breakout. Nope, not quite. Costanzo will go back and cover it up as Yarrow came out of the penalty box and thought he was going to have a breakaway.
Yeah, it's good awareness by Costanzo.
Absolutely.
A lot of times you see even guys in the NHL kind of get fooled on that. And Costanzo saw the clock, looked right over his shoulder.
Yep. All right, we got a penalty coming up as a good scoring bid by Gloucester. Ina shoots from about 40 feet away, and it's gloved by Gill. But I think we have a penalty on
We do.
Winthrop.
It was a weird play. The play should have been whistled dead before Enos's shot. Winthrop kind of tried to clear it out. I don't think the ref knew which player it hit.
Okay. It's on Mike Casey. Forty-four seconds in. So Gloucester has withstood the first 38 seconds, which they didn't in the second period.
Yeah.
And thanks mainly to a man advantage. And they get another man advantage, but Winthrop clears it in on goal. Beliski makes a stick save along the ice. Shot from about 120 feet away. Hooking. So Gloucester trying to form it up. Enos, quarterback at the point. Slides through, drop pass, left point, Beliski. Looking for Enos in the slot. Cleared away. Charlie Page has it for the Vikings, and he'll stick handle out of the zone. And now clear it diagonally from left to right into the right wing corner. Costanzo back for Gloucester. 53 seconds left in the man advantage.
I thought Winthrop might try and ice it there. Then I saw Page at the puck. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, forget it. That's well done. Yeah, they're not going to ice it with Page. All right. Vikings clear it right back in to the Gloucester zone. So Gloucester with nothing doing on this power play. Enos gets it in his skates. Headmans the puck to Beliski, but he stopped at the line. Now he'll turn around and slide it into the Winthrop end. Gloucester trying to get something going with Horn firing down deep, but guess what? Here comes Page again. Nope, it's Henry Brooks, who's been a force tonight. Brooks is knocked off the puck, but he killed valuable time in the penalty. Alex Enos again, a right-handed shot, stick handling, avoids a check. Gets the puck to Horn, keeps it going into the Winthrop end. Dave Barry down there, penalty is over, and we're back at 5-on-5. 5-2, Winthrop leading this one. Long-range shot from center ice by Brendan Beliski, held on to by Gill.
Well, that's interesting. That shot, that was offsides, but Gill elected to cover up the puck, so the faceoff stays in the Winthrop zone.
And little things like that you'll learn, I suppose, as you go along. Gill, a young goaltender. So, Winthrop with the three-goal advantage. Did not come out and score two goals in the first 38 seconds of the period this time. But they've got the three-goal lead.
Yeah,
and notice,
Winthrop needs to get it together here.
Yeah, really. Notice the student body section for Gloucester. Filled up nicely.
Yeah, it did.
Pretty impressive.
We gave them a little a little trouble at the beginning.
Yeah, maybe they were... Maybe somebody heard it and texted, hey guys, get out here. We're making fun of you. Play at center ice. Nobody really under control at the moment. Crunched along the boards was Mike Lane, who loses it, but it's still at center ice. Gloucester has it and flips it into the right wing corner. Sam Beliski is up tight. Nobody covering on that right point, and the Vikings bring it out. Costanzo gets back in the action. Bumps Page off the puck, and that allows Beliski to get back and get the puck. Sammy Beliski. How many Beliskis are there on this team? Liam Lyons collides with Henry Brooks. The Vikings will try to bring it out. Hodgkins has it at center ice. Slides it around the boards. In the Gloucester zone. We're down to 11-23. 5-2 Winthrop leading this one. Looking for their... fourth victory of the season. They're 3-3 overall. Gloucester 4-3-1 overall. Henry Brooks alone in the zone. gets it out to center ice, but it's stolen by Mahoney. Bounces it wide of the cage, tracking after himself, but Jake Adamson sticks it aside. Through a screen, I don't know if that shot got through or not. Enos put it through, but it's still in the Winthrop end. Enos, uh-oh, look out here. We got a breakout for Winthrop. It's Page. Who else? He's hacked at, and Gloucester player knocks down Poliski.
Wow.
We get a penalty on that?
No, I think he might have been going for the trip and just didn't get it.
Yeah, it did. Page was too fast. It was Mahoney chasing him, I think.
I think it was Lyons.
Yeah,
I think he actually got the puck.
Yeah, I think he did tip it just as he crashed into Poliski. Not giving up on it.
It's actually a great play by Lyons. I'm saying to myself, just trip him.
Well, the defense got caught up ice.
Yeah.
And Page just had a breakout from the Winthrop.
That's what happened. Gloucester, they're down 3 goals, and they're trying to open it up a bit here, which, sometimes that happens when you take some risks, and they have to take some risks right now.
Enos leading the attack, but, man, he is defended nicely by Barry, who just bumps him off the puck and stays with him. So Winthrop has it. 10:27 left to go. 5-2, Winthrop leading. Enos comes over and checks Nathan Rich into the boards. Plays at center. And goes into the Gloucester end. Fisherman fighting for it, but Winthrop comes away with it. Gene August gets it into the Gloucester end. Third line right winger for the Vikings. Play is at center. Puck just kind of bouncing around without any real meaning at the moment.
Yeah, that's music to Winthrop's ears.
Yeah, really.
3-goal lead right now.
Take the time off the clock, sure. And it's still at center ice. Gloucester player looked like he turned an ankle, but he's okay. And it goes into the Winthrop end. Looked like John Mondello twisted an ankle. Felt really kind of weird, but he's up and okay. All right. Mondello gets an elbow up high, but not called on Magnosa. Mondello with the high elbow. Goes into the Gloucester end. Very disorganized right now, both teams.
Yeah, Gloucester's trying to make it a bit of like a helter-skelter game right now. And
Costanzo has Mahoney in the slot, can't get to him as he's blocked nicely by defense. I believe that was Hodgkins again. Comes back out to center ice. Excuse me. Dave Barry backhands it into the Gloucester end. Play in front of the Gloucester student body. Down to our left. Who's got it? Costanzo. Backhanded pass, long pass to left wing, back to the right wing to Mahoney, but it's broken up at the line. Poliski misses the check, and the Vikings head to the net. It's Yarrow heading for the cage. Gloucester takes it away. Right wing pass, Mahoney, got two wingers with him, but they double up on him, and Winthrop comes away with it again. Where's the puck? Down in the Winthrop end, but the Vikings have it, bringing it out. Well, almost halfway through the period. No scoring in this period. 3-goal lead for Winthrop. Gloucester with the puck at the Winthrop line. Goes in to the Winthrop end, and where is it? Right wing side. Who's got it? Vikings do. Sam Yarrow can't get it out. Bouncing puck goes wide. Penalty coming up on Winthrop as Robbie Horn was tripped. Penalty at 7:08. Did I miss that? No, it is a penalty. It's on Jake Adamson.
This is Gloucester's fifth power play of the night, and they're 0-4. So this would be a great time for them to get one.
Well, if Water seeks its level, they should start scoring. They're a very high-scoring team.
And they're a good power play team, too.
Mm-hmm. But Winthrop has been equal to it all night long. Really a tremendous hustle by the Vikings. And that trapping defense, getting in the passing lanes, has been terrific. So Gloucester trying to get organized. Turnaround shot. Save made by Gill. Rebound. Poliski with the shot and cleared to the Gloucester zone. Goaltender Noah Poliski leaves it for Costanzo, who's skating with his head down, runs into his own player, cleared away by the Vikings. That's how it's gone all night long for Gloucester, really. Just can't get organized on offense. And you got to credit Winthrop defense with that. Enos with the puck, left wing corner. And he's been held in check nicely by the Vikings. Drops it back to Brendan Polisky. Again, there's nobody in that right point. Mahoney, centering pass. Score! Centered it. On the open doorstep was Brendan Polisky. It's 5-3. So Brendan Polisky gets the goal.
Good puck movement there from Gloucester. I know Mahoney got one assist. I want to say Costanzo got the other assist on that.
So there's your power play goal.
Yep, from Costanzo and from Mahoney. Good passing from all of them.
Yeah.
You know, Costanzo's found a way to make a stamp. I think he's been Gloucester's best player tonight. And I
agree with you.
He's had a couple close chances where Gills made a few nice saves on him, but that's another nifty pass to set up a goal.
Winthrop will take a timeout. And so will we. The score with 6:47 left to go in the game is Winthrop 5 and Gloucester 3. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastown, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, the question is, do we have ourselves a hockey game or not? Right now, it's still a two-goal cushion for Winthrop, and they've looked strong all night. But big goal for Gloucester on the power play. Brendan Polisky, set up nicely by Costanzo and Mahoney at 8:13, cuts the lead to 2. And again, the only other final we had earlier was Peabody 3 and Swampscott 1 in Northeast Conference play. Don't forget North Shore today, every day, weekdays, on MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell, your host. I'm in on the conversation, too. North Shore Sports Night on Mondays and all kinds of other live programming as well. More sports coming up next week. Don't forget on MSO News Sports. Players at center. Costanzo with Lions. Costanzo trying to pick a spot. Gloved on the wrist shot from the top of the circle. Gloved by Gill. That was headed for over the net. Now, Winthrop will be playing the Lynn Jets next Wednesday at the Connery Arena at 5 p.m. And Gloucester has to go to the Bork Arena and take on the Danvers Falcons, whom they lost to in a really well-played game, first game of the season.
Sure was.
In a slap shot, doesn't get through from the top of the circle. Centering pass taken away by Yarrow. Gets it to center ice. Gloucester intercepting at the line. Getting a little desperate now for the fisherman. Brendan Polisky will bring it up himself across the Winthrop line. And another shot into the midsection of Gill, who hangs on. So they're shooting, hoping for that rebound and trying to cut the gap. Now this is where Winthrop maybe gets a little bit weaker. And this is where the coach has to exhort them to, you know, come on, guys.
But that was a good use of the timeout there now to kind of...
Absolutely.
All right, don't let them back in. Calm. You still got a two-goal lead.
Right. For Gloucester, I want to say it plenty of time, but it really is not, because Winthrop can really break out of that zone. Enos slides it over to the right side. Or actually, that was Polisky over to Enos on the right. Sends it down low to the right side. Wheeling in the zone is Lyons. Oh, shot goes wide. Left point, Polisky off the boards. Behind the cage, Costanzo centers it. Nobody home. And Vikings clear it to center ice. 5:36 left to go in the period. Alex Enos weaving. Bounces it off the boards. Looking for Lyons. Intercepted by the Vikings. Mike Norris. He in turn loses to Alex Enos. But Magnoso slows Enos down. And so does Paulson. So Enos will send it into the actually on net, where it's sticked to the side by Gill. He gets it to Dean Paulson, right wing side, Winthrop zone, out of the zone. 5 minutes left to go in the game. 2-goal lead for the Winthrop Vikings. Liam Lyons looking for Mahoney. Not a very good pass at all. And
no, I don't know if he knew what he wanted to do.
I don't know what that was, yeah. Zone. That was very strange. But Enos has it back in his own zone to Brendan Pulisky. And again, it looks a little disorganized at the moment. Winthrop clearing it in on Gloucester. In the Gloucester zone, 4:40 left to go in the game. Offside delayed in the Gloucester end. Fisherman finally get it out of the zone. Sam Yarrow has it for Winthrop. Shoots it long range. Saved by Pulisky with Charlie Page waving the stick in his face. All right, we're down to 4:21. 2-goal lead for the Winthrop Vikings. They don't have that same hop in the step that they had earlier.
It's true, and that's been the case late in every period. They've come out flying, and you know, Gloucester has worn them down a little bit, but you know, Winthrop has been far more efficient with their chances.
Oh yeah, and they've got the 2-goal lead. Yeah. They really just need to keep doing what they're doing now. Just hack at it, keep Gloucester back in their own half of the ice, and they're doing that.
You know, Gloucester's finished strong every period, but you know, Winthrop is just, you know, the start of the, I mean, that second period was just excellent hockey for Winthrop.
Yeah, the tide was in, boy. Oh, wait a minute. That's the Alabama team. Anyway, it's in the left wing corner, 3.5 minutes left to go game. 2-goal lead for Winthrop. Gloucester in the Winthrop end. Comes back to the left point. Chalmers tees it up through a screen. Bounces up over the cage as it was deflected. Bodies flying all over the place, right? Uh-oh. Here's a breakout for the Vikings. Nope. Covered up nicely by Eric Chalmers. And across the line is Horn. Down to almost 3 minutes left in the game. Gloucester clears it in, and they'll change up. Down by 2 goals.
Yeah, now Gloucester, we see stacking a line. They've added Costanzo to with Lyons and Mahoney. So they're three best forwards out there together with, I'm going to assume, Enos and Pulisky.
Right.
At the point. So you got five dangerous guys out there at once.
And they're passing very well right now. Costanzo at center ice, getting some momentum. Shot goes wide right. Enos will keep it in. He's got a clear shot to the net. Puts it on net. It's a loose puck. Costanzo scores! It's 5-4.
Boy, we got a game. It's similar to what we used to see. Donnie Lowe used to do that all the time. He'd juggle his lines. You know, I remember he'd always throw Josh Sala back on the point in a close and late situation to try and generate some offense, and I think they won a game on that.
12-11. Gone by. 2:49 left. 5-4. Winthrop leads. Josh Sala. What about Tom Sala?
Yeah.
He could do that,
yes,
too.
Yes, he could. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
They put him back on defense.
No, he only won the state championship back on defense in overtime.
I know. And he's a forward. Okay. It's a 1-goal game, and we do have a game. 2:49 left to go. Gloucester has cut the gap. Costanzo the goal. Enos, one of the assists. Alex Enos has to chase down Henry Brooks. Enos leaves his skates to knock Brooks off the puck, and it trickles in on goal. Great effort by Henry Brooks that time to go back out in front by two, but it's still a 1-goal lead. And this first line is gassed. They've got to come over for a break. That allows Winthrop's first line to be out there against Gloucester's not first line. And the puck is in the Gloucester zone with 2:22 left to go in the game. Pulisky, dangerous, gives it away to Charlie Page. He shoots. Oh, my goodness, it's wide. Page right in the slot. That would have been a Brendan Pulisky assist, but thank goodness for Pulisky and the fisherman, it didn't happen.
Yep. That was a dangerous pass.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Gloucester's got away with a bunch of them tonight. That's kind of their game, but that one they almost didn't get away with.
Right. So you know the first line will be right back out there as soon as they get their breath. But in the meantime, the clock is winding down. And we have an offside against Gloucester. And here comes the first line again. Charlie Page has been tremendous tonight for Winthrop, hasn't he? He's been That first line for the Vikings has
been unbelievable.
Yeah, really good.
The goal was awesome. His
the threats he's had.
Yeah. And I thought his assist on Brooks' goal in the opening seconds of the second period was the play of the night.
Well, Gloucester takes a timeout. And let's see. After two periods of play, the shots were 18-16 Gloucester, according to the scoreboard. And right now it's 21 Gloucester and 18 for Winthrop. So that means 5-0.
I got 23-21 right now for
I'll go with yours.
Winthrop.
I'll go with yours. Well, they were peppering the puck on the net earlier. Well, we're down to 1:55. The timeout now gives the Fishermen a chance to catch their breath, as Winthrop did earlier. But what an effort by the Winthrop Vikings tonight. They just need to close it out, and they're a minute and 55 seconds away from doing that. Looking at Winthrop's schedule so far this year. Well, that's Gloucester's. Let me see if I can find Winthrop's. Winthrop tied Mansfield. They beat Peabody 2-0. Lost to Marblehead. Lost to Triton. Beat Melrose. Tied North Reading. And beat Saugus. Lost to Beverly.
They beat North Reading? Say they lost to North Reading.
I don't know.
North Reading's outstanding.
But they beat Peabody.
Yeah, that's an excellent win too.
They tied North Reading.
Tied North Reading. That's a good tie. North Reading is very good.
All right, the faceoff. Everybody fighting for it. Paige hacks at it at center ice. Liam Lyons has it. Gets to Alex Enos, who's back on the right point. Poliski, left point rather. Poliski's on the right point. He falls down. Winthrop clears it back to the Gloucester line. And, boy, Winthrop just clogging the lanes, keeping Gloucester at center ice.
There's that nice, neutral zone trap.
Nice
in,
job.
Handy right now.
Yep, Charlie Page all over the place. Gloucester cannot get it down ice. We're down to a minute and 24 seconds. Great effort by Winthrop. They're just massed at the blue line. And they knock it away. And here comes Henry Brooks again. Bumped into the boards by Liam Lyons. A minute and 13 seconds left to go in the game. 5-4 Winthrop. Gloucester trying to get something going. Lyons can't do anything with it. Clear to center ice. Charlie Page has it in the Gloucester zone with a winger with him. Centers it. Shot goes behind the cage. Nathan Rich with an opportunity. Fighting for the puck in the Gloucester end. Killing valuable time for Winthrop with a one-goal lead. Down to 50 seconds. Gloucester's first line hemmed in their own zone. 45 seconds. Gloucester can't do anything with it. Enos being bothered by Rich. Rich steals it. And he puts it on goal. Save. And held on to by Poliski. Great, great effort by that Winthrop line. Charlie Page bent over with a stick on his hips. Henry Brooks, Sam Yarrow out there. Terrific, terrific job. 40 seconds left to go. A one-goal lead for the Vikings. Face-off to the right of Poliski in the Gloucester end. And Winthrop wins it. Brooks has it.
Yeah, he's content to just hold it in the corner right now.
Absolutely, and they can't take it away from him.
Exactly what he's doing.
Yep, and they can't get it away from him.
Can't do it.
Clock winding down. 28, 27. Can't take the puck away from Brooks. 25. You can't get a delay of game either because he's moving it. Now the shot goes in on goal. Saved by Poliski. 19 seconds left. Time for one more rush. That's it. Can't get it out of the zone. Page does have it at center. Gets in the right wing side to Sam Yarrow. Closes it toward the net. Shoots. Saved Poliski. 9 seconds left. Winthrop is going to win this one. Gloucester trying to get it out of the zone. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Poliski, game over. Winthrop wins 5-4. They hold on. Big flurry for two-thirds of the game and more. Gloucester trying to have a furious finish. Comes up short. And the final score is Winthrop 5 and Gloucester 4. So we'll take a break and wrap this thing up for you in just a second. But again, the Winthrop Vikings come away with a 5-4 win, and they are now 4-3 for the...
Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Well, final comments. I know Nick does have to go to work, and good effort by both teams tonight. Very impressive, though. The Winthrop Vikings coming out with that 5-4 win in the second period was that was the game changer there.
Exactly. That first minute, 2 minutes of the second period, Winthrop took control, and yeah, that was the difference. Gloucester, you know, to their credit, finished strong, cut into it 5-4, but yeah, the second period.
You know, and for a young team, Winthrop seems to be very well disciplined. Yeah, they're smart. They get it out of the zone. Mm-hmm. They play, you know, pretty smart hockey.
Yeah, decent amount of penalties tonight, but I didn't see any dumb penalties by them either. You know, kind of reckless, you know, selfish plays. They might be the most well-coached team in the conference, and it comes, you know, into play in games like this. As we saw in that last 2 minutes, Gloucester couldn't even get the goalie pulled.
What does a game like this do for Gloucester now? Because their record, I believe, now is they're
4-4-1.
4-4-1 overall.
Not much, to be honest with you. I'm sure they're disappointed because I think this is a game that they could have won. They could skate with Winthrop. They're capable of beating them. So I think they would have wanted at least a point out of this one. But I don't think it has any bearing on their tournament standing or how they'll do. I still think they'll sweep through the NEC South.
Okay, let's look ahead, and then I'll let you go. Winthrop has Lynn next. Have you seen the Lynn Jets? Or
I have not,
heard
but I've heard
them?
They're pretty solid.
Okay.
I've heard that Gloucester and Lynn are kind of the two top dogs in the NEC South this year.
Okay.
They did tie Revere, though, which is not an encouraging result. But that was one of their first two or three games in the season.
And Gloucester has to go to Endicott to play at the Bork Arena on Wednesday night and play Danvers.
I thought they had Lynn on the road Wednesday at Connery.
Well, hold on. Let me see. I probably have it backwards. I do have it backwards. It's Gloucester has Lynn. I said that, right?
I think so.
Gloucester has. It says here. What's the date today?
Today is the 9th.
All right. So the 13th. It says Gloucester at Lynn.
At Lynn. Yeah.
Connor Memorial Arena. It's Danvers. It's Winthrop playing Danvers.
Okay.
Winthrop has Danvers.
That's a big one in the conference. I think those teams are very evenly matched. Very similar. Both young, both mm-hmm. look like, I think, you know, get your licks in now if you can, because most teams can't, because I think next year and beyond, I think Winthrop and Danvers are going to rule this conference.
Okay, I'm going to let you go unless you want to stick
all
by
right.
for the... All right, very good. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks
we'll see
a
you
lot.
Next time. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. All right, what's coming up in the paper this week? Tomorrow is Sunday, so
nothing.
Monday...
So we'll have this on Monday, and then we have a bunch of other games going on this week, too. I haven't mapped... I usually map out my schedule on Sunday night, so tomorrow night I'll have it all mapped out.
Enjoy the playoffs.
Thanks.
And Alabama. Go Alabama.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Roll Tide. Thanks, Nick. Nick Kukuru, the Gloucester Times Sports Editor. Really appreciate his being by tonight. And his help as always. Okay, quick scoring wrap. Winthrop opened up the game at the 1 minute and 15 seconds in with a score from Mike Norris after Charlie Page rushed earlier. Page setting up Norris for that goal. It's 1-0 at 1:15 of the first. Gloucester came back and tied the game late in the period at 12:03 as Robbie Horn scored. Nice setup by John Mondello. And 1-1 after one. In the second period, Winthrop just came out flying. I mean, they were just putting the pedal all the way down, floored it. Henry Brooks at 23 seconds, Charlie Page with an assist. With Liam Lyons in the penalty box for Gloucester, at 38 seconds, it was Yarrow scoring at 106 of the... I'm sorry, at 38 seconds, excuse me, was the penalty. But Yarrow scored at 106. So a minute and 6 seconds into the second period, Winthrop scores two goals, and they had a 3-1 lead. Yarrow picked up another one at 7:13, and he in that first line of the Vikings, Sam Yarrow, Charlie Page, Henry Brooks were just tremendous tonight. But Yarrow gets his second of the night at 7:13, another power play goal. Barry, an assist on that one. Dave Barry, defenseman, Henry Brooks also an assist. So halfway through the game, it was 4-1. That was another power play effort by the Vikings, leading by three. Alex Enos cut the lead to 4-2 at 11:24. set up by Costanzo. Again, that was at 11:24, making it 4-2 in that second period. But Winthrop was not done scoring, as Dean Paulson added another power play goal at 13:09, and Hodgkins an assist, making it 5-2, and that was the way the second period ended. Then in the third period, Brendan Polisky cut the lead to 5-3, making it interesting, with Costanzo and Mahoney getting assist on the power play at 8:13 for Gloucester. Then Costanzo coming up with another goal, and a terrific effort all night long for Sal Costanzo. Sal Costanzo, okay. And Alex Enos, the assist for Costanzo, making the score for Gloucester 5-4 at 12:11, and that's where it ended. Looked like they might have something going, but boy, Winthrop put the clamps on that late in the period. With about 2.5 minutes left to go in the period, they just wouldn't let Gloucester out of their own end of the ice, out of their own half of the ice, and salted this thing away. So congratulations to Coach Dale Dunbar and the Winthrop Vikings, as they now have improved their record overall to 4-3-2. They have scored 20 goals and allowed 21. As we said, they next will take on Danvers. Gloucester next will take on Lynn. So that'll do it from here. Check the schedule, please. There'll be plenty more information up over the weekend. We've got North Shore Sports Night on Monday night, and a lot more high school live sports coverage for you on MSO News Sports. So that's it for me. On behalf of Nick Kukuru, the Gloucester Times sports editor who helped me out tonight once again, and Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer, Bill Newell, Mr. Everything for us, we appreciate your listening. Keep doing it and spread the word. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com, or follow us on Twitter at msonewsports. That's it. Final score from Gloucester is the Winthrop Vikings 5 and the Gloucester Fishermen 4. Have a great weekend.
This is MSO Web Radio at morestuffonline.com.